Good morning.
早晨。
My name is Justin.
我係王浩義牧師。
And I get to have the privilege of serving the youth here at Chinese Baptist Church.
我係好榮幸係為我哋教會嘅青年人去服侍。
Thank you guys for inviting me back. It's been, I think, a long time since I preached last time.
好多謝各位再邀請我今日翻嚟講道，雖然係過咗一段好長嘅時間。
If you can, please grab your Bibles, and we're going to be out of the book of Jonah today.
如果大家有聖經的話，請打開約拿書。
This is a very familiar passage for some of you guys, especially if you have kids, because this has been a famous children's story, right?
如果各位都是有小朋友的話，大家都很熟悉這個聖經的故事。
But as you continue to study it, this has more to do with us than it is for our kids in the nursery right now.
如果大家係繼續睇上面嘅經文嘅話，其實係關於我哋，其實係多過關於小朋友嘅。
But before I start, there's a really important thing I need to do before we get into this.
當我哋喺開始之前，有一樣嘢係好重要嘅。
Every time I get to speak, it's rare, but this time I actually get a really good-looking translator, so I want to just thank him ahead of time. So,
okay.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so if you have your Bible, Jonah, let's go to Jonah chapter 1.
我哋打開聖經約拿書第一章。
And it's we're going to go through the entire book of Jonah, which seems really long, but it'll go by really quickly, I think.
我哋係會將成卷嘅約拿書去睇嘅。
If you're taking notes, there's a pattern in the book of Jonah.
如果大家係有去寫低筆記嘅話，其實係有一個方式係睇到嘅，喺個約拿書裏面。
There's really about 4 or 5 parts in the outline.
好似係有4節到5節係有呢個嘅經，即係個經節入面。
And this is the outline for the book of Jonah.
这个就是在约拿书里面的撮要。
We find that God invites us. God invites.
我们讲到是神的邀请。
We find all, next, we tend to run.
我们是去逃离。
We find that God chases us.
也看到神去追逐我们。
And then we respond.
我们怎样去回应。
And so let's go into the book of Jonah. This is chapter 1, verse 1, and this is what the word of the Lord says. He says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
耶和華的話臨到亞米泰的兒子約拿，說：你起來往尼尼微大城去，向其中的居民呼喊，因為他們的惡達到我面前。
And so the call goes out to Jonah. It says, "Arise and go do this."
神嘅话语去临到约拿，就话你要去呢个尼尼微城嘅地方。
And as a prophet of God, he calls Jonah to a really, really, really hard task.
作为呢个神嘅呢个嘅诶，即系个嘅 prophet 嘅话咧，呢个 Jonah 咧系其实即系约拿系俾神一个一即系一个好大嘅呢个嘅工作。
And it's to go into one of the most ruthless evil empires.And call out against it.
就是要約拿去到一個非常之有罪惡的城市入面。
Nineveh at this time was in the middle of the Syrian Empire.
我哋講到尼尼微城咧，其實喺呢個嘅亞述嘅帝國入面。
Which is currently in modern-day Iraq.
即係等於我哋現代嘅伊拉克。
So imagine, right? God asks you right now to go into the middle of Afghanistan or Iraq and call out against ISIS.
好似譬如話，你係俾神去呼召去到一個係阿富汗，或者係去伊拉克一個係充滿罪惡嘅城市，你要話俾居民聽你嘅罪惡。
You would be nervous, wouldn't you?
你係咪會感到好呢個嘅去緊張咧
？You would probably try to find excuses, try to book up your holiday to do something else.
又或者你會去揾一啲嘅藉口，即係唔想去嗰個嘅地方。
But here's the first truth, if for the Christian here.
但我哋作為基督徒，第一個真理係咁樣。
God will always invite us to join him in his purpose.
神係永遠都會去邀請佢嘅朋友去參與佢嘅事工上面。
Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard.
有時候係容易，有時候係好困難嘅。
But God will always invite his people to join him in his purpose.
但係神係永遠都會邀請佢嘅子民去參與喺佢嘅事工上面。
And if you read the Bible or if you've been coming to church anytime, this is exactly what God does.
如果大家係嚟到教會有一段嘅日子，呢一段經文正正係所提及嘅。
And so one thing we've been trying to pray for the people at CBC to do is to understand that God calls us more than just attend church.
有時候我哋係作為喺 CBC 嘅會友，神係呼召我哋唔單止係成為 CBC 嘅一個嘅會友。
And so the youth program, we do something once a year in the summer called World Changers.
我哋教會嘅青年人咧，係每一年都有一個夏天有一個嘅節目，就係叫做 World Changers。
I think some of your students have gone, or you have gone yourself。
又或者當中係有學生嘅，亦都係有去過呢個嘅節目。
And this is how it normally happens when we before we go to the trip。
呢個係通常我哋會去呢個嘅旅程之前會做嘅事情。
We usually bring somebody in front of you guys and tell us, hey, the youth will be going on a missions trip this summer。
我哋有時候會邀請一啲人去話俾佢聽，我哋嘅青年人會去呢一啲嘅短宣嘅隊裏面。
And we will say it's a very good opportunity. Come with us, because you'll see God change the world。
大家係一個好好嘅機會，讓我哋去睇到神點樣去改變一個生命。
And so everyone says, oh, that sounds good. I think I'll sign up。
即係好多人就話啊，一個好好嘅機會喎，所以我會參加。
It's only what $260 a whole week with room and board. That sounds a good deal。
每一個即係成個星期嘅節目只係$260，包括埋車費同埋食膳。
But then they ask questions。
但係佢哋就會問一啲嘅問題。
Some of it is the work hard。
究竟呢啲工作係咪好困難嘅咧
？And we said, it's okay, not too hard。
其實都唔係好困難嘅啫。
And then they always ask this question, what time do we have to wake up every morning?
很多人就會問每日朝頭早係要幾點鐘去起身嘅咧
？And we say five fifty nine, right? Not 6 o'clock, but 5:59.
Okay, 係大概5:59就要起身㗎啦。
And so what they'll say always is, "Well, have a good trip. We'll see you later."
希望大家一個好好嘅旅程，我哋就會出發㗎啦。
And this is what happens.
呢個就係咁樣嘅發生。
The Lord will call us to do some great things.
神會去呼召我哋去做一啲偉大嘅事情。
And we tend to bail.
我哋好多時候都會去拒絕。
So for Jonah, the call was to go to Nineveh, call out against it, and what does Jonah do?
所以神嗰陣時候係呼召約拿去尼尼微城，去其中嘅居民去呼喊。
If you look at verse 3, tell us.
睇到第三節。
He says, "But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare, went on aboard to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord."
第三節咁樣講，約拿卻起來，逃往他斯去躲避耶和華。下到約伯，遇見一隻船要往他斯去，他就給了船駕，上了船，要與船上的人同住，同往他斯去躲避耶和華。
And if you look at just the language that is written, it's actually really funny.
我哋係睇到呢個經節上面所用嘅語言。
The Lord says, "Arise and go."
我哋係講到話佢要約拿起來要去。
And Jonah arose and fled.
約拿就係起來就去逃跑啦。
And so Jonah, being a prophet of God, knows what God is asking him to do.
我哋作為呢個嘅約拿喺呢個時候所做嘅事情係乜嘢呢
？And in a moment of selfishness and disobedience, he runs the other way.
就喺呢個時候，佢嘅自私同埋佢嘅叛逆就係去令佢去躲避耶和華。
I want you to catch this. Jonah knows what he is supposed to do, and he refuses to do it.
約拿係知道佢應該要做嘅事情，但係佢選擇唔去做。
And if you look at a map of this area, Tarshish is one side, and where he goes is completely the opposite direction.
如果大家有地圖嘅話，可以睇到他斯係一個地圖嘅某一個角落，而佢要去嘅地方亦係另外一個地方。
He wasn't saying, "Well, God going, hey, go to Tarshish." And Jonah was like, "Oh, I thought you meant Nashville. I thought, oh, I didn't know." And he went on the wrong plane or something.
可能神就會話：啊，你要去呢個嘅他斯達啊，唔係喎，原來我要去 Nashville 呢個地方喎。
And so this is the Lord goes to Jonah, and Jonah says, "I know what you're saying to me, but no, thank you."
約拿好似同神講：我知道你要我去所去做嘅事情，但係我決定唔去做。
Bad Jonah, right?
原來是一個很差的人呢?
But this is us.
但這個是我們。
This book, this story is about actually you and I, not so much Jonah.
其實這個故事是描述緊好像你和我不是約拿。
We rebel.
我們去叛逆。
We know what God has asked us to do as Christians, yet we decide honestly to do something completely different.
有時候神是要我們作為基督徒應該要去做的事情，但我們選擇不去做。
Now catch this also. Because underneath this is we believe that joy is found outside of the author of life.
我哋好似睇到我哋喺心底里面去话，我哋可以喺呢个嘅创造主耶稣呢个嘅人嘅之外，可以揾到呢个嘅快乐。
And in the end, down to the heart of the issue, we believe we know what is best rather than what God knows.
我哋好似心里面知道我哋对我哋最好嘅系乜嘢，而唔系神。
And this has been happening since Adam and Eve.
好似由呢個亞當同夏娃嘅時代就已經開始。
And if you think about the story in Genesis,
如果大家可以諗到呢個創世記嘅故事
，it makes no logical sense for Adam and Eve to sin against God, right?
好似係冇理由呢個亞當同夏娃會去做佢哋所做過嘅事情。
They have everything they need, yet they refuse to listen to what God's plan is.
喺佢哋嘅生命裏面係滿足，即係有好多嘅事情佢哋係擁有，但係佢哋選擇唔去跟從神。
For Jonah, this was a physical act of rebellion.
好似約拿呢個係一個實質上面一個背叛。
He gets in a boat, he pays the fare, and then he wants to run. It's a physical act.
佢上咗船，佢都俾咗呢個船價，就逃往他斯呢個地方。
So here's the question for you right now.
呢個就係我想問大家一個嘅問題。
How do you do this?
你點樣去做到呢
？How are you doing this?
你點解要同埋點解要咁樣去做呢
？Everybody rebels. How are you doing it right now?
每個人都會背叛，你係點樣做嘅咧
？For some of you, it is your mouth.
又或者在座有啲人，你係用你嘅口。
While you know that God tells you to bless people and to honor them, you use your words to tear down and to gossip.
神係要我哋用我哋嘅話語去祝福人，但我哋係用我哋嘅話語去嚟到去講別人嘅閒話，同埋去拆毀人。
While you know better, you feel like because you have the right to say something, you'll say anything you want.
你覺得你有呢個嘅自由去講我自己中意所說嘅説話。
For some of you, it's not the mouth. For some of you guys, it's lust.
好似有啲人講到係一啲嘅情慾上面。
While you know sex was given by God, with certain boundaries, you say, "I don't care. I'm going to do sex my own way."
好似係你講呢個嘅性係神賦予俾我哋係一個。
And this is the harder one. For some of us, it is empty religion.
对于我哋嚟讲系好困难嘅，系一个好似一个唔实在嘅一个嘅宗教。
Coming to church, sitting here, that's the extent of our Christian faith.
呢个我哋净系每个星期坐喺度，就系表达我哋作为基督徒嘅一个嘅表征。
There's no real love for God, no wanting to understand Him more. This is what we do.
冇一個真正對神嘅愛，同埋去用心去認識佢一樣。
And while God is saying, "I want you to really grow with me, get deeper with me, come to church and experience more," we say, "No, thank you."
好似神對我哋講，我哋好希望你同我有一個更加深入嘅認識去成長，但我哋去拒絕。
We all rebel.
我哋每個人都會去反叛。
How do you do it?
你嘅方法係點樣做嘅咧
？And here's a sad reality.
这个、是一个很可怕的一个的现实
There will always be a boat to take you to Tarshish.
就好像有一艘船永远会载我们去他斯一样
There will always be people to encourage your gossip.
又好像有人去鼓励你去讲人的闲话
There will be images after images for you to click on.
又或者你在电脑上看到很多不同的形象
And there will always be excuses for you not to grow with the Lord.
你或者有好多嘅理由唔想同神去继续嘅成长。
So here's a question again.
我哋再问大家一个嘅问题。
If you're running away from the God of the universe who gave you everything, what's the right response for God to do?
讲如果大家系决定去逃避呢个嘅创造万物嘅主嘅时候，神应该有咩个正确嘅回应呢
？Well, let's read verse 4 and 5.
我哋继续睇第四节、第五节。
And it says this, but the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest to the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down to the inner part of the ship and had laid down and was fast asleep.
然而耶和华使海中起大风，海就狂风大作，甚至船几乎破坏，水手便惧怕。各人哀求自己的神，他们将船上的货物抛在海中，为要使船轻些。约拿已下到舱底，躺卧沉睡。
So look at this really carefully again at this passage.
我哋好仔细咁样睇呢段嘅经文。
God's intention was never to kill Jonah for disobeying.
神嘅本意唔系要因为佢嘅叛逆而去杀死约拿。
All right, so think about it. If God really wanted to kill Jonah and kill the Ninevites, he could have done it easily, right?
如果神系要去杀死呢个尼尼微人同埋约拿嘅话，佢可以直接去做。
So what is happening in this passage?
究竟喺呢个经文上面所讲嘅乜嘢呢
？I'm glad you asked.
即系好高兴各位去问呢个问题。
Because God, in His character, He sends Jonah a storm to get his attention.
因为神嘅本性，神就系令到呢个海中又起咗呢个大风浪。
And like Jonah, he will do the same to you.
好像約拿一樣, 他都是對你這樣去做。
God will send storms in your life not to kill you, but to save you.
神亦都會在你的生命裡面起了一些風浪, 他們不是要去殺死你, 而是要去拯救你。
Typically, he does this two ways.
神是用兩個方法去做的。
Number one, he'll take away what is owning you.
他是首先會將你心裡面控制住你的東西去拿去。
He will strip away all of the idols in your life to prove that there is no God but God.
他會將在你生命上所有的假神去挪開，去證明他自己就是真神。
And so for some of you, it was a job. For some of you, it was a material possession. Some of you, it was a relationship.
有些可能在你生命裡面好像是工作，或者物質上所擁有，或者是一些關係。
Because God in His love saw you going, I put all of my worth in creation, and He says, no more.
就好像說我將我所有的愛放在這個創造上面，但不再做下去了。But
what's scarier, the other way He allows us, or to, when He chases, is this, another scarier way.
另外一樣是更加可怕的做法。God
will actually allow you to chase it.
神是會讓你去追逐這些事情。God
will see you running away from Him, and say, if that's what you want, that's what you get. Go chase it.
神是會容許你去離開他，他會容許你去做你自己所鍾意的事情。
And as you chase those empty gods, they will eventually betray you.
當我們去追逐這些假神的時候，最終他們都會背叛你。
We saw this in the prodigal son, right?
我們看到這個浪子的回頭的故事。When
the son had nothing, then he finally came back to the father's house.
當這個兒子一無所有的時候，他就決定回到爸爸的身邊。
Why?
為什麼呢?
Because God wants your relationship.
因為神是很想和你擁有這個關係。
And so God sends the storm into Jonah's life, and the pagans were the only one listening.
我們講到這個神是將這個風浪放在這個約拿的生命裡面，唯一聽到的就是這些水手。
If you look at the story, everything is going crazy, and the pagans are the ones praying to God, not Jonah.
我們看到這些水手是非常的慌張，這些不信神的這些水手是去祈求這個神。
Where's Jonah in the story?
我們看到約拿在這個故事裡面在哪裡呢?
He's down in the bottom of the ship, and what is he doing? He's sleeping.
他在船艙底下睡覺。
Now, here's a question that I had in my mind.
這個是牧師在他的腦海裡面有一個問題。
If there's a storm about to kill the boat and everyone on it, how in the world is a person sleeping on the very bottom?
如果有一個大風浪去差唔多去摧毀呢隻船嘅話，你點有可能去瞓覺呢？
And you can't say he's really tired because, I mean, everyone would wake up.
你唔可以話係好疲倦，因為個個都醒曬啦。And
I think the key is if you look at the words in this chapter.
如果睇到喺經文上面所用嘅字句，
In the Hebrew it says, he went down to Joppa, he went down to the ship, and he went down to the bottom of the ship.
如果睇翻希伯來文嘅話，佢係下到約伯，下到船艙，再去他斯。
Jonah is so wrapped up in himself that he's depressed, and he has nowhere else to go but the bottom.
佢好似睇到，好似係專注喺自己嘅罪惡上面，佢冇辦法去幫到其他嘅人。
And think of how crazy this is.
我睇到更加好，去一啲比較慌張嘅事情。
Everyone is trying to find a solution to be saved, yet the only one who has the answer is sleeping.
船上所有的人都是用盡所有的方法去令到他們能夠生存，而反而肇事的人就是睡覺。
And this is the church a lot of times.
又好像我們在教會所發生的事情一樣。
We are so wrapped up in our own sins that a whole world is waiting for an answer, but we can't give it to them.
好像我們是更加專注在自己的罪惡上面，可能這個世界上面有一些問題的答案，但我們沒有去留意的。
And if you keep going in this passage, the captain comes to Jonah and says, arise, call to your God.
又好像這個船長對約拿說，你要起身去求告你自己的神。
Which is ironic because a pagan captain calls a prophet Jonah to go pray to God.
就好像一個不信這個神的一個船長去叫醒約拿去求告他的神。
And so what happens in this passage?
我們再看到這個經文。
They cast lots, and the lots fall to Jonah, and they ask him, who are you, where are you from?
所以他們在那個時候就去祭籤，去找到究竟是令到他們有災禍的，究竟是誰。
So now Jonah has a choice to make.
這個約拿就有一個決定要去做了。Just
like you, you have a choice at this point.
就好像你和我有一個決定要去做的。In
the middle of the storm, when you're tired of running, what do you do?
當在一個風暴的當中，你已經是太累，走不到的時候，你會怎樣做呢？
Jonah gets honest in verse 9.
所以約拿係好誠實嘅喺第九節咁樣講。
He says, I am a Hebrew and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
他第九節說,我是希伯來人,我敬畏耶和華,那創造滄海罕地之天上的神。
So Jonah doesn't make any more excuses.
所以約拿不再是給自己有任何的藉口。
He doesn't blame or he doesn't shift the responsibility.
他不再去將任何的責任去推卸在其他人的身上。
He owns it.
他決定去承認。
And this is what some of you need to do right now.
這個也是我們本身自己要去做的。
You need to stop the running, stand up and be honest.
你要去停止去逃跑，而是對自己要誠實。
And I know church is the last place you want to be honest.
也都是在教會裡面你是最後一個地方是需要去誠實的地方。
Because so much of the time we feel like we have to pretend to be someone we're not.
很多時候我們要去演成一個不是我們自己本身的人一樣。
Because somewhere in our misunderstanding, we feel like if someone knows who I am, they will judge me for that.
好似如果譬如當佢知道我哋本身嘅人係點嘅時候，佢就會去judge我哋。
Jonah doesn't care, and he says, "I am God's."
約拿喺呢個時候冇去理會，佢就話：我係一個希伯來人，我係信去敬畏耶和華嘅。
I am running away from God, and I know it.
我相信我係逃避緊耶和華。
And then look at verse 10.
我們在第十節這樣說,
he says, Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, What is this that you have done?
他們就大大的懼怕,就對約拿說,你作的是什麼事呢?
And the reason why this is funny when you read it is because they know that Jonah is running away from God, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth.
是很可笑的,他們是知道約拿是逃避一個創造天地萬物的神。Jonah
admitted that he's running from the God who created the seas.
約拿在這個時候都是去承認他是逃避一個創造滄海和罕地的主。And
the sailors are going, wait a minute, you're running away from God who created the seas on a boat?
在這個時候水手就說, 等等,為什麼你在這個時候去逃避一個創造大海的神呢?在船上呢?
And this is supposed to sound silly.
這個時候好像是一個很可笑的情況。
Because this is the insanity of our rebellion.
就好像我們看到我們當中的叛逆的狂妄一樣。
Do you really think you can hide away from God who sees everything?
究竟大家可不可以去逃避一個可以看到所有的東西的神呢?
You can be hiding away from your friends, your family, even sitting here today, you can pretend to be someone you're not.
可以逃避你的家人或者朋友。
But do you think you have fooled the creator of the heavens and the earth? And so what happens?
那之後所發生的事情,
so if you read the story, they question Jonah, and at the end they don't want to throw him over the boat.
他們就在問這個約拿,
and what you see in this passage, you see the sailors trying to find different ways to appease this God that they think they offended. And if you think about this, this is a cargo ship going from one location to another, right? And these are sailors. Which means when they're throwing off the cargo, they're throwing away, literally, they're throwing away all of their money. And if you think about this, if these sailors actually make it to their destination without cargo, then they're in trouble, right? But these pagans don't care. They rather save the people on the boat than everything else they have. And the world will continue to do this. They will try to find other ways to satisfy God. But Jonah knows better. It's not through religion, or not being good people. Salvation is only found in God. And so what Jonah does is he says, pick me up, throw me to the one who I'm running away from.
所以約拿就跟他們說, 將我抬起, 丟在海中。
Because for Jonah, he knows that salvation is found only in God.
所以約拿知道呢個嘅救恩只係可以從神而嚟。
And this is the same for us.
呢個對我哋嚟講都係一樣。
In the middle of us rebelling,
當我哋當中去叛逆神嘅時候，
God continues to chase.
神係繼續嘅去追逐我哋。
Even if we run further than we think we have.
當我哋係繼續係離開神好遠好遠嘅地方。
God says there is a solution.
神同我哋講係有一個方法。
In the end, it'll be through me.
去到最後嘅時候係透過神自己。
And this is the same message as Christmas, isn't it?
就好似係呢個聖誕節所要講嘅信息都係一樣。
That the giver gives the perfect gift.
呢個嘅俾禮物嘅人俾咗一個最好嘅禮物俾我哋。
And it is through Christ that we're saved.
呢個就係透過耶穌基督。
And here's the thing: we all run from Him at one point or another.
喺我哋生命當中都係有一段嘅時間，我哋都係逃離緊神嘅。
But is the only way to be saved is only through Jesus Christ.
我哋唯一一個方法可以被拯救嘅就係透過神嘅救恩。
So in concluding, I have three things I want to ask.
喺最後結束嘅時候，我有三個問題想問大家。
For some of you, God is inviting you to join Him.
對於神嚟講，佢係會繼續去邀請你去參與佢。
For some of you, you're not a Christian, and you would say that I'm not a Christian. I've come in here. I'm not a Christian.
又或者有啲當中嘅人係未相信耶穌嘅。
I've been doing things my own way, and yeah.
我用我嘅自己方法去做我嘅事情。
But today, God is inviting you to have a relationship with Him.
今日神係邀請你能夠同佢有一個美好嘅關係。
And for you, at this point, it's something simple.
大家在座係嚟到呢個點？
It's deciding whether God is worth it or not.
究竟我哋去決定究竟呢個神係值唔值得俾我哋去跟從呢？
How is your life going for you right now?
究竟大家嘅而家嘅生命係去到咩嘅境地呢？
Are you finding this fulfillment that you or all of this stuff has promised you?
你有冇去真真正正去享受到呢個神俾我哋嘅一切嘅應許呢？
Or does this salvation through Jesus sound like a better deal?
究竟呢個嘅救恩究竟係咪好似嚟講聽得係仲好啲呢？
He's inviting you.
佢喺度邀請緊你。
For some of us,
喺在座當中，
He's trying to get your attention.
佢想得到大家嘅注意。
You are currently running away from Him, and you know it.
大家知道你可能而家喺度逃避緊佢。
And it's not just your life you're destroying; it's everyone in your boat that you're destroying.
唔係破壞緊你自己嘅生命，而係側邊所有人。
And as you try to run from Him, you are eating the consequences of your actions.
当你去逃避嘅时候，你就紧去系去享受，即系去受紧呢个嘅后果。
The encouragement is for you to stop it.
我哋鼓励大家去停止。
To finally give up what you're trying to do.
唔再去做我哋而家所做嘅事情。
And not try to fix it yourself, but to throw yourself to Christ.
唔再用自己嘅方法去做，係將好似拋去主耶穌基督裏邊一樣。
And then the last group is this.
最後一點。
Some of you have been running for a long time.
在座當中可能已經係逃走咗一段好長嘅時間。
And you actually live in Tarshish.
可能大家好似已經去到他斯呢個地方。
And so when hearing something like this and hearing the Christmas music, you feel guilty and shameful.
又或者聽到呢啲嘅信息，聽到啲聖誕音樂嘅時候，可能你會感到好羞恥。
And you keep repeating to yourself, "Not me, not me."
你可能同自己講唔係我，唔係我。
And you feel guilty walking in here because you have made a habit of lying and hiding from the Lord.
可能你嚟到呢個地方感到羞恥，因為你可能長期喺度講大話，做神唔喜悅嘅事情。
But the good news is this.
但係呢個好嘅信息就係
God chases even the worst of us.
神係追逐一啲最罪惡嘅人。
And he's chasing you currently.
佢而家喺度追緊你。
The gospel is for all of us.
呢個嘅福音係俾所有嘅人。
Even the worst of us.
亦都係我哋當中最惡嘅人。
And so as we celebrate this Christmas season, this is the message.
當我哋去慶祝聖誕節嘅時候，呢個就係我想帶俾大家嘅信息。
That as we run, God chases.
當我哋去逃走嘅時候，神喺度追緊我哋。
As we sin, he saves.
当我哋犯罪嘅时候，神去拯救。
Let this be the reminder for CBC today.
希望各位能够喺教会里面都系有咁样嘅提醒。
Let's go and pray. Father God, we give you thanks today.
主啊，我哋献上感恩。
That you are a merciful God.
你系一个满有恩典嘅神。
That in your grace you will save even us.
我哋喺罪恶嘅当中，你仍然去选择去拯救我哋。
For we are very similar to Jonah.
我哋同约拿都系非常嘅相似。
And so we're asking for help right now.
我哋喺呢个时候求你去帮助我哋。
And our plea is that we might be honest.
我哋喺主你面前，我哋去请求，让我哋可以去诚实。
No more running.
唔再去逃跑。
Let us now give up and turn to you.
让我哋去放弃，我哋去回转。
Let us receive the gift that is so great.
让我哋去接受呢个好伟大嘅礼物。
And let us go back to the journey that we were meant to go on.
让我哋去行一条我哋应该要行嘅一条嘅道路。
In your son's name we pray. Amen.
你咁样祈祷，奉主圣名祈求。